Sunday, June 13th. The president spent most of the day at the EOB with Bibi, while Mrs. Nixon helped Julie pack for her departure to join David after a reception for the Nixon and Ryan families in the morning at the residence as a follow-up to the wedding. The family then took Julie to the airport and returned to the house for dinner. So far, they've managed to avoid Helene, but I'm sure she'll descend tomorrow. The big deal today was the break in the New York Times of the reprinting of the 40-volume Vietnam papers that covered the whole McNamara operation. Haig called to tell me about it before I had seen the Times. Apparently, we didn't know that the papers had been taken out, and the New York Times has all of them except one volume of the 40. It really blasts McNamara and Kennedy and Johnson. And Al felt that we need to keep completely clear of it because it doesn't hurt us, although it does hurt the war effort. He feels it'll cause terrible problems with the South Vietnamese government. There's really tough treatment of JFK, that Rostow is the key villain. The point, though, is that it's criminally traitorous that the documents got to the New York Times, and even more so that the Times is printing them. The Times says they plan to print the whole series of articles. The key now is for us to keep out of it and let the people that are affected cut each other up on it, which is what Haig has urged on the president. Henry, in the meantime, has gone to California for some deal for Taft Schreiber, so he isn't around. End of June 13th.